That is one of the classics of Bruce Adolph's Piano Puzzlers. This Old Man Came Rolling Home, rewritten in the style of Béla Bartók. Bruce is here to do another Piano Puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And of course, Bruce, every week we get a listener on the line to join us and try to guess the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating in this Piano Puzzler. And joining us today from Alexandria, Virginia, is Allison Silberberg. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you, Fred?
I'm doing very well, and say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Allison, what do you do?
I'm writing a book about the nonprofit sector and philanthropy. Mm-hmm. An inspiring book, actually.
Mm-hmm. So nonfiction writing.
Nonfiction narrative writing.
What about a musical background? Do you like to listen to music? Do you ever play music?
I'm mainly an appreciator of great music.
Nothing wrong with that. So a lifelong music listener, then.
Yes.
All right. Well, time for your Piano Puzzler here. I don't know what's coming either, so if you need any help or if you think you and I can work on this together, say the word and I'll be right there with you.
Terrific.
Okay, Allison, here's your Piano Puzzler. Well, whatever it's semi-copying or emulating, it's beautiful in its own right, this Piano Puzzler. Allison, did you hear anything familiar in there?
I'm thinking that it sounds like Chopin. I'm thrilled.
Frederick Chopin, absolutely. And Bruce, what was it about Chopin's style that you were emulating here?
Everything. Well, in this case, you know, it's a waltz, and it has a very delicate, decorated melody, which, by the way, is very, very, very close to the tune that we're trying to look for, except it's in 3 and the tune is not. I'll give you that hint. The tune is in 4. And I used certain of Chopin's favorite little ornamental devices, including chromatic scales. A chromatic scale means playing all the colorations of a note. That's what chromatic means. So it means every note on the keyboard in order, all the little half steps. And you get a lot of those little decorations, but also octave displacements, where things suddenly move up an octave from where they were, and little grace notes, and particular grace notes. Chopin loved to have a dissonant grace note of a minor third against the major third in the harmony, which is very Polish and very Jewish and very Hungarian and very Eastern European generally. I sometimes call it the Polish tear. Thank you.
You know, I used to play in a Dixieland band that used to play this tune.
Oh.
So I think I know what it is.
All right. Any other clues?
This is the only song I know of that was sung partially in Yiddish to a mass worldwide audience that didn't know any Yiddish. And it was the title, at least, they kept in Yiddish.
I know the tune. I'm just drawing a blank here in the...
It's called By Mir Bist Du Shein.
You got it.
Yes, of course.
Well, Allison, you got the most important part of the piano puzzler, which is the composer. You got Frédéric Chopin style, and you recognized it right away. So well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we'll send you a copy of Oceanophony, the most recent CD from Bruce Adolph. Allison Silberberg in Alexandria, Virginia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fred, and thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Made my day. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, so glad to have you, Allison. And Bruce, I look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye, Fred.